Two on, one out. And the pitch. Swung on!
Did it!
Crushed! And the Phillies are going to lead it! 4-0! A three-run home run for Rhys Hoskins! His first postseason home run! And he's sprinting around third base! Citizens Bank Park.
What a moment it was. What a moment last year was. What a year it was. And what a year this should be. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilera live today from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for Phillies opening day. Brought to you by Budweiser. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philly. Hey, listen, it's opening day. Hey, pace yourself. That's the advice for today. Just pace yourself today. It's going to be a lot going on. Pace yourself.
Yeah, Hugh, I usually listen to you. I'm not listening to you today. I'm all in.
Got a lot of baseball,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, no. Today's different, though. And you're right. Obviously, we have to pace ourselves. It's a long season with big goals, Hugh. But there's something about today that is
lofty expectations.
It's just such a special day. It's a day that we renew the love that this city has for this particular team. And, Hugh, building on the last years, you know, Kyle played us in there with the home run Hoskins had off of Spencer Strider, who will be on the mound today, Phillies and the Braves, 3:05 this afternoon. And that jump-started this thing, Hugh, that is now built for 2 years. It has jump-started this thing that is built for two straight seasons where the Phillies are on the cusp. Hugh, they're on the cusp of something
the
special.
Cusp.
They are. 215-592-9494. Our big show plan today. We're live Chickies at Pete's South Philly. Come on down. Hang out with us. Have a drink. Have some food before you head over to the park. At 1 o'clock, we'll cross over with the afternoon guys. We get set for leading off in the game. Scott Fransky will join us later. And, Hugh, today's a day to just kind of, you know, rethink about what this team is and what they can be. I know today's a big day. We'll get to this game and this matchup. But, Hugh, I've been thinking about this for a while. And, you know me, it takes a lot for me to be convinced on something. Like even last year's Eagles, I thought they'd be good, but I didn't think they were going to be great, and I was disappointed with a lot of what I saw last year.
Mm-hmm.
But, Hugh, I've been thinking about this for a while with this Phillies team, and I think about what they did in 2022, getting this close. I think about where they were last year, getting very close to getting back to the World Series. And, Hugh, I look at this team and the players they have, the spot they're in, the sense of urgency that I believe they have heading into the season. And, Hugh, I believe they're going to win the World Series. The 2024 Phillies are going to win the World Series. I believe we have a championship team here in Philadelphia that's this close, and they just haven't gotten over the hump yet. But I sense a sense of urgency from them, which I like. I think they have every ingredient you need with the top two pitchers, the lineup, the manager. They've got everything they need. And, Hugh, I'll add this to it. They have an owner here who hasn't stopped spending money, right? They've gone further and further and further. And I believe when we get to July, whatever they need, whether it's a starting pitcher, a relief pitcher, maybe it's Mike Trout, whatever they need, they're going to go get it in July. Hugh Douglas, my gut feeling as this season begins is we're going to end this thing with the parade down Broad Street.
Go with your gut, Joe. I like that. I like that a lot. I mean, when I think about the baseball that I've been a part of and teams that I've had that kind of success, I mean, it feels like the Phillies are trending in that direction. You know, you had a young manager who's going into his second season fully managing. But now it's one of those things where it's time to turn the corner. I think about Brian Snicker and the situation that he was in when I was in Atlanta, mm-hmm. and he took over. And it feels like it's trending in that direction. You know, it's all about trust. And these guys have been together for a while. They've been playing together for a while. They're getting a little older. You mentioned that they're getting a little longer in the tooth. But talking to these guys, it feels like they know that this window is somewhat closing. So you want to be on top of your game when you're in a situation like this. And I feel like they're going to get off to a good start.
Yeah, oh, I think they're going to get off to a good start. And I think they're going to win the World Series. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Your gut feeling on the 2024 Phillies. Like, we all know they're good. I mean, that's been established now for a couple years. It's a good baseball team. This should be a playoff team. Yesterday we went over our win totals and where we think they could be, whether it's, you know, 90 or 95 or 100. We all sense this is going to be a good baseball team. But deep down in your gut, do you feel it? Do you think this team's going to win the World Series and have a parade here in November? And, Hugh, when I do this, every year we start with every team, right, whether it be the Sixers or the Eagles or the Phillies, we start a season, and I'm always thinking about, like, all right, well, yes, I think they're good, but, right, there's always a but. I don't see the but with this team. They're not perfect, but they have every ingredient you need. They have the top two pitchers. They have Ranger Suarez, who's been a big game pitcher. They have a good bullpen. They have power and speed throughout the lineup. I mean, they've got a combination of both. They have a deep lineup. You know, some teams have three or four good hitters. They've got eight. I mean, we'll see what happens at the ninth spot with Rojas in center field. But, Marsh could hit eighth. He's a good hitter. He's a good player. They are deep there. And, Hugh, they have the experience now. Sometimes it takes teams a few years to figure out the October thing. They've been through this before. Like, now nothing should surprise them. I think they're ready now to go finish this job.
You know what the only unfortunate thing about all of this is, and I'm not trying to diminish or take away anything that the season potentially is going to bring, but that's just it. We got to wait. We got to wait till the end of the season. You know, we have to go through this whole season before we get to the postseason to just, you know, get ready for what we think that's going to potentially happen. I mean, it's one of those things where, like I said, I don't want to, like, take anything away from this season could potentially hold. But, man, that's a long-ass way away.
It is a long way. But I think you could kind of tell. And sometimes you get surprised. I mean, there's surprises that happen.
Yeah.
But sometimes you could tell if a team's got something special about
them. It feels special.
Yeah, and I felt it. I said this in, I don't know, late February, early March. I sense something different about the group this year. I don't know if it's – and you mentioned their age, maybe the experience, maybe being there the last couple of years. I just sense a focus with this team. It hasn't been there the last few years. I mean, let's just be real about the last two seasons. They just puttered around in April and May. I mean, they screwed around. I mean, they got off to terrible starts, and they had to catch up. I don't expect that this year. I expect starting today when Wheeler takes the mound, they're locked in, and they're focused on being a really good team for 6 months, not just, you know, we'll get hot in June or July.
Yeah, you know what's funny about today? I don't know how today is going to play out, but I do feel like this is going to be a low-scoring game.
Probably.
These two pitches on the mound and everything. But I feel good about whatever the outcome is, win or lose, because I feel like this team is going to come out. They're going to show us something. That they're going to show us why they're so special today, regardless of what the outcome is.
215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giuliano live today. Chickies at Pete's, South Philadelphia. We start here as we are ready for opening day. We're extra ready. I mean, it should have been yesterday. It didn't really rain that much. But it is going to be nicer today. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be an awesome day here in South Philadelphia. Your gut feeling on this team. I mean, this team has given us incredible runs two straight years, and I think we look at them as they're good. They're really good. They have the potential to win. But what's your gut feeling? Like, when you look at this team, when you think about the 2024 Phillies, your gut feeling, do you feel like we're going to have a parade down Broad Street? It's not often that we get to have these conversations. I mean, how many times have the Phillies been good enough in the, you know, in their history to, like, say they're going to win the World Series? I don't know, like, five or six I could think of in my lifetime where it's like you realistically can feel that heading into a season. This is one of those. And, Hugh, at first I wasn't sure how I felt about them not adding much to the team. But the more I've thought about it, there is something about the continuity thing where this is the same group that has gotten this close to it the last couple of years, and now it's time to get over the top.
Yeah, and they can taste it, man. I mean, you know, you build a collective group of guys for so long, and, you know, I know there's been conversations that I've had between amongst themselves about what ifs, whole lot of what ifs, because I've had those conversations with my former teammates, especially the year we went to the Super Bowl. What if this would have went differently or that would have went differently? The biggest difference is these guys are in the sweet spot. They're in a position where they could actually change their fate, and I think that's what they want to do. They're trying to win a World Series, man. There's no question about it. You know, when you look at those guys and when we had a chance to talk to everybody, that's the one thing, the singular mindset that they all have is trying to win a World Series.
Well, it is, and it should be, and I think we have a championship team here in Philadelphia. I believe we're going to have a parade in November on Broad Street with this Phillies team. 215-592-9494. And the other thing to add to this is, yeah, look, the National League has some really good teams. I mean, no one's going to pretend the Braves are coming here today aren't good. They're really good.
Really, really good.
But you know what they are? They're chokers in October.
They're beatable. They're beatable.
Of course they're beatable. The Phillies have beaten them two straight Octobers. Yeah. They choke, and the Dodgers have been a team that has been maybe even more of a choker than the Braves the last couple of years.
I mean, the hitters role that they have.
Yeah. Like, so I look at it like, yes, okay, those teams are really good. Maybe the three best teams in all of baseball are in the National League. But I think the Braves are scared of the Phillies when they play them head-to-head. They don't want any part of them. And the Dodgers are probably going to choke this thing away. If you tell me right now which team to trust the most, I'm trusting the Phillies in a big spot.
Consistency in this situation does play into it, though, Joe. Especially when you talk about what those two teams have been in the postseason. They've had some struggles. They are the front runners throughout the whole course of the season, but they have some struggles. But I'm not counting on that. It's more than likely that that's going to happen, but that's not what I'm counting on. I like the consistency of the fields right now. I like the way that they're playing. Well, I like the way that they've played, I should say.
You know what I think is interesting? Listening to see what people are saying around sports, right? Like, are the Phillies being talked about? One guy is talking about the Phillies. Actually, a lot. I'm seeing a lot of predictions for the Phillies to win the World Series. Chris Mad Dog Russo, you knew that name. Here's what he said about his World Series prediction.
Opening day tomorrow, who's the best team in baseball, Dog?
I'm going to pick an Oriole-Philly World Series, Brian. I know our buddy Joel Sherman did the same thing, and he got it first, and I hate to steal his thunder, but I'm going to take an Oriole-Philly World Series, go back to 1983. Phillies to make that next step. Dodgers, you never can on them in a postseason. The Braves, you know, they haven't been good in the first round the last couple years. Yankees are too old. I got a lot of banged-up injuries already with LeMahieu and Cole. Houston, sooner or later, they're not going to make an ALCS. Texas, it's hard to repeat. I'll take the Orioles with Burns at the top of the rotation, 101 wins last year, and I'll go Phillies with Harper, who I love in a big game, to make that next step. So I'll take a Philly Oriole World Series.
That would be fun, Hugh. Phillies Orioles?
I mean, I like his prediction. But if I'm mistaken, is he supposed to still be working on television? Didn't he make a prediction that he was like, if what happened?
Yeah, but that's radio, Hugh. We say things all the time. We don't follow through.
I mean, but you know, you can't be saying stuff.
Yeah,
like
you
that,
can. Do it all the time. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, my gut feeling is the Phillies are going to win the World Series. Kyle, back in the studio today. Kyle, gut feeling as we start the 2024 season.
You know what my gut feeling is, guys. And we were just down there spring training last week. We got to meet some of the guys. You can just sense a different kind of focus, different kind of intensity from those guys down there. Like, this team is freaking stacked. It's such a solid mix of, like, stars at their peak and young guys who are just ready to pop. And I really think the continuity from last year to this year is going to be so huge for this team. They are built for postseason baseball more so than those Braves, the Dodgers. And I can't help but think that they're going to get the job done this year. So I got the Phillies winning the World Series, and I'm out for blood. They're going to do it against the Houston Astros.
Woo! I like that one. All right, so Kyle's got Phillies over the Astros in the World Series. I'm going to go Phillies and the Seattle Mariners. We're going cross-country on this one. Phillies-Seattle is the World Series. Hugh, give me a big prediction here. What do you got? Who the Phillies playing in the World Series?
I don't really care, as long as they win.
I love that.
I like that.
I mean, it's just
the opponent doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, as long as they win. When you asked me, I was trying to think of something snippy or snazzy to say. But no, I'm just going to say I don't care.
The answer is anybody can get it.
Yeah, basically. It's Phillies against the world.
Line up to get beat by the Phillies, says Hugh Douglas. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Gut feeling, are the 2024 Phillies going to win the World Series? That's mine. Like, I wake up today feeling that this team is built to win the World Series, and I believe they're going to do it. Chris in Middletown, who went viral with his phone call yesterday. What's up, Chris? Good morning.
Happy Phillies opening day, gentlemen.
What's going on, man?
Good morning,
how you doing,
Chris? You ready?
Oh, am I ready, Joe? I'm holding back here. Hey, first of all, I do have a prediction. You know I know exactly who they're going to play in the World Series.
Who's that? You want me to make
the prediction?
Yes.
They're going to play the loser to the Phillies that win the World Series champion. So that's who it is.
A nameless foe that loses the World Series.
They're second. Second place isn't the same as first, right? First loser, yeah. So, all right, guys, you know what? All right, this is the greatest day of the year, all right? Dude, let's just get into it, all right? Let's go! We have the best team in Major League Baseball! Our boys Bills picked up their lunch boxes this morning. They got their hard hats on. They're ready to go to work! They're going to work on winning the AL East. They're working on bringing on the NL pennant. They are going to complete the job by winning the World Series champion. We are all in Philly's red. We will fill this city street with Philly's red as the parade goes down Broad Street. Let's go, Philly!
Chris, you got me ready to run through a wall, Chris. Chris has me ready to run through a wall.
You know, speaking of Chris going viral yesterday, did you see some of the responses?
I loved them.
To him going viral?
I loved it.
They were funny. They were talking about what he eats for breakfast and things of that nature. It was a fun thing to see. It's always fun to look at the response.
Well, I mean, he got everyone fired up. Chris does that. I mean, part of it's the Rocky music underneath that adds to the ambiance of the whole thing. But it gets everyone fired up. We appreciate the call, Chris. And I think he's right. Like, you look at the whole landscape of baseball right now. The Dodgers and the Braves, right? Everyone's talking about the Dodgers and the Braves.
The class.
They're the class of baseball. But the Phillies have gone further than those two teams in each of the last 2 years.
And they're scrappy.
They have been closer.
And they're gritty. They're scrappy and gritty.
Yeah, and they're just scrappy. I think they're just as – I mean, I don't see the gap. I mean, look, I understand the Dodgers' talent is overwhelming, but I don't see the gap, and I've said this for 2 months now. I don't see the gap between the Phillies and Braves. It's not 14 games. I don't believe that. I don't believe it's 14 games. In the postseason the last 2 years, it hasn't been. And I think there's something to a team that gets close and they stay together. And I do think, Hugh, they sense – that their window isn't wide open here. None of them are going to say it out loud because they don't want to acknowledge that they're some of them are not young anymore. But I think there's a sense of like, hey, we got to do this now.
You know what? And not only that, Joe, it's one of those things where when you've been as close as you've been for so long, you get to the point where you're like, okay, now it's time. It's more like you get more irritated than anything.
Do you see parallels to your Eagles teams?
Yeah. And you know what's funny? I remember – When I was released by the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I had this opportunity to go other places, and I remember when the Eagles called, I thought about, you know, will I go try to take another run at some of this money, or should I go back to a place where it feels like this is going to be their year? And I remember a friend of mine called me and said, "Fool, you better take your ass back to Philly." He said, I'll never forget it. His name is B.J. Brian. I'm Bernard. And Bernard was like, "Dude, the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl." I never forget him telling me that. He called me, and he was like, "The Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. You need to take your ass back to Philly."
And they did.
And they did.
And you were part of it.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what it kind of feels like, man. It kind of feels like that because it's just a quiet confidence that it feels like this team has right now. And only thing you have to do, the biggest thing you have to do, Joe, is stay healthy. That's it. I think that when you talk about the way that they're locked in, Your biggest adversary is going to be health.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you can fight that off and stay healthy as you possibly can during the course of the season, I think they'll be exactly where they want to be when it is all said and done.
Yeah, as much as last year hurt at the end, I mean, it did. I mean, I thought they choked away that Arizona series coming back here for Game 6 and 7. As much as it hurt, I think it almost galvanized them. Because, you know, 2 years ago, they're the scrappy underdog sixth seed that's not supposed to be there. How the heck did the 2022 Phillies go from getting swept by the Cubs in September to up 2-1 on the Astros in the World Series? It was kind of an underdog David versus Goliath story. That wasn't last year. The Phillies were supposed to win it last year. I mean, we all felt that when they were up 2-0 on Arizona, all of us. And then it didn't happen. But I think the feeling of watching Arizona celebrate on this field here in Philadelphia last
sickening.
Year. It was sickening.
Sickening.
I think they took that into the offseason, and I just sense something different about this team. I think they know there's a championship in that room. Now it's time to go finish it. 215-592-9494. All right, along with your take on this, gut feeling, does this season end with a parade down Broad Street? Yes or no? Let's throw in some bold predictions as well. When you call and give us a bold prediction for the season here. I got one for you here.
What you got?
They're going to beat the Dodgers in the NLCS to get to the World Series.
That would be fun.
They're going to beat them in 7. And Jose Alvarado is going to be the MVP of the series because he's going to get Ohtani out every time he faces.
But I'm okay with that prediction. Is there a little bit of when you initially see the matchup, are you going to have a little bungholitis initially? Because you know that lineup, we got
no,
to see
gonna
a Dodgers player. I'm just saying, like, you're not going to be a little, tepid? You're not going to be a little nervous?
No, they're going to beat the Dodgers.
Okay, that's
in the
fine. I'm just asking because I don't want to be sitting here a couple months from now and we're talking about, hey, we got the Dodgers. It's kind of nervous.
No, I mean, if we go back to last October, there's only one of us that was a little nervous. That
Who?
Wasn't me.
Who?
You.
I was nervous.
Come on now. You were scared of the Braves.
I don't recall.
I
don't recall that.
I was
scared for you
no,
when we went to Atlanta.
No. You were a little nervous about
you
that
remember
Braves
that?
Series.
I was too scared for you.
You
I was scared
you
for
were
Joe.
A little nervous about the Braves. Kyle, am I right on this?
You're dead right. Yeah. He was always got. He was always.
I don't recall.
Oh, I do.
I don't recall.
We do. Chickies. When I said
no, they. But come on, dog. Okay. Okay. In my defense, man, they had like 300 home runs.
You watching? I can feel
out.
You
okay,
shaking.
I was wrong.
Come back here.
I was wrong. Okay, I was wrong. Fine. Can we move on now?
All right, give us a bold prediction. Phillies over Dodgers in 7.
Phillies over Dodgers in 6. How about that?
Well, that's not that bold.
Okay. Well, he won up you, Joe.
Yeah, but it was just my prediction with a twist.
Yeah, but it's older.
All right. Who's the MVP of the series? I'll give you Jose
Bryce Alvarado.
Oh, I like that. I like that. All right. It's kind of
you
bold.
Said bold.
That's bold.
No, I take it. But Trey Turner, how about that? That's even bolder.
That's not really bolder. He's supposed to be better. No, I like it.
You
I
know
like
it. He is supposed to be
yeah,
better.
Yeah, I like it. All right, 215-592-9494 for Kyle. Bold prediction.
Well, I'm going to give you a Phillies will win three big awards this season. Ooh. Right? You got Bryce Harper with his third MVP, okay. Zach Wheeler, Cy Young, and then we're going to give Bryson Stott his first batting title. So,
Silver Slugger?
Sure.
What's a batting title? Probably a Silver Slugger, too. That's a big one. I mean, last year, what was the batting title? Like 320, 330? That's a big one for Kyle there. All right, 215-592-9494. Lots to jump in on here. We are broadcasting live today for Chickies and Pizza South Philly for Phillies opening day. Brought to you by Budweiser. Nothing goes better with Phillies baseball than crab fries and ice-cold Budweiser. Get on the lines right now. Gut feeling. Will the Phillies win the 2024 World Series? Yes, I believe they will. This is a championship team. They are ready, and I believe the owner is not going to stop. If they need something in July, he's going to go get it to add to this team to put them over the top. Gut feel on the Phillies, your bold prediction for the season. When we get back, we'll get your phone calls up here. Plus, we'll talk to Dan Fitzpatrick, the president of Citizens Bank. He'll join us next. Your phone calls and we got to get into the window for this team. What is it really? And how does that add to how we feel entering this season? Is it now or never for this Phillies group? 215-592-9494. We're live today at Chickies and Pizza South Philly Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.